I got two more things I want to cover. One is David Greenberger, who's been a guest in the show, friend of the show, has put out a record called It Happened to Me. I believe it's available on iTunes and other places. It Happened to Me by David Greenberger and Single Lens. What are they called? I'll tell you in a moment. David Greenberger and Prime Lens. It Happened to Me. David Greenberger and Prime Lens. It Happened to Me. Such an amazing experience. David Greenberger, for those who listen to the show a lot, he did a thing called Duplex Planet in the 70s. Now he does like 45 second to 7 minute pieces of him speaking with a band behind him. And the band is Prime Lens, and it's one of the nicest musical ensembles I've ever heard. It's beautiful. And David Greenberger's voice is gorgeous, and his acting is perfect. And he does interviews. He started in the 70s, 75, I guess, doing interviews with people at the Duplex Nursing Home around Boston. And he'd write these up, and it became a fanzine and kind of a punk thing that everybody I knew, you know, Mark Mothersbaugh, Joe Biafra, all of us, read all the Duplex Planet all the time. All the people in that scene, NRBQ and everybody. And he would have them do music reviews and stuff. He was talking to people who were elderly, people who were over 60. Many cases in welfare type facilities.
Right.
Sometimes with dementia and sometimes crystal clear, and just this wonderful, it's not laughing at old people, it's this wonderful, compassionate look.
Yeah.
Now, since then he gets grants, NPR and some other people have brought him in. He goes into art centers, you know, in like Indiana, and he does interviews for 3 weeks at nursing homes, and then works with the band. They do a live performance in the art center. It's brilliant. So he has hundreds and hundreds of hours of his interviews with older people. And the new one just came out. So David Greenberger sends me, I got the vinyl version and the CD version and the digital version. I would say the CD is also digital, but that's not important. sends them to me. And I start listening to them. And it is by far his best work. By far his best work. And his stuff has always been fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. And so it's the best of very, very, very good. And I'm listening, and I'm thinking how good the band is and how beautiful and compassionate and multi-layered these interviews are. You know, it becomes just a monologue in David's voice, and you don't know the gender of the person or anything about them because it's all in David's voice until he talks about, you know, my husband was a great man. And
Yeah.
I was out with the other ladies. You know, those things are in there. But they're all the same voice, which gives it a university. I can't stress enough how good David Greenberger's stuff is. And you should check out Duplex Planet and David Greenberger. It'll destroy you. I have given complete collections of his stuff to many, many people, especially when their parents get very old. I find there's nothing that has more compassion and understanding. When my parents were very elderly and dying, David Greenberger, his counsel, his talk, his simple rule of get to know your parents for who they are now and don't mourn for who they used to be. Probably the best advice in anything I've ever been given.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. But I'm getting to this incredible baseball bat to the gut punchline, which is I'm listening. And I don't know, it's all David Greenberger's voice, which remember, I've been listening to him do this for 45 years.
Right.
Right, so it's the same voice I've been hearing, and it's the same richer, deeper, and more compassion, but still the voice I know. And then he's not talking about Al Jolson. He's not talking about Benny Goodman. He's not talking about George and Gracie, which is what the other people would be talking about when we first started listening. He's talking about James Brown. And one of the people he's interviewing says, my hair was too long to get a job in a restaurant. And I realize that David Greenberger is now interviewing me. He's interviewing our generation. David Greenberger started this when he was in his 20s. And David Greenberger is now 65.
Right.
So David Greenberger is the age of some of the people at the nursing home. And some of the people at the nursing home that he's interviewing were born in the 50s. So the guy is talking about sneaking in with his aunt to see James Brown when he was 15, when James Brown was playing these places. And they're talking about all sorts of things that, I mean, these people are probably in their late 70s or early 80s predominantly. But because of people who've had harder lives and so on, or just the bad luck of the draw, they may be in a nursing home facility when they're 63.
Yeah.
And although you could be in a nursing home facility when you're 25, you certainly could.
Right.
I'm not saying I don't know that. But yet, the cultural moments that are shared being moments that are not shared with my parents, but rather is shared with me, was completely mind-blowing.
Wow.
When he said the word James Brown, my parents wouldn't have anything in their youth about James Brown.
Right.
My sister is 23 years older than me. She wouldn't have James Brown.
Yeah.
You know, James Brown, for James Brown to be a touchstone, you have to be under 80, is that right? Under 75?
Yeah, you have to be 1950.
Yeah.
It's cut off, I would say.
Yeah, to be born. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And then when you first listen to Duplex Planet, if you didn't understand it, you would say, well, this is, you know, 20-year-old punks laughing at people who are old. But the lie has been shown to that, because it's not. Because my feeling about all of this is richer and deeper, but essentially the same. So when I first heard David Greenberger, it's reaching other people's hearts, you know, and it's people talking about the same thing, you know, going to the early buffets and getting the ambulance to take them to different places they need to go, in senior centers and playing bridge and all of this stuff. But the cultural stuff around it is, I mean, I've been listening to David Greenberger interviewing elderly people for 45 years. And there's only so long you can listen to that before you come out the other side.
Wow.
I mean, if David Greenberger is doing this another 10 years, he'll be doing it with peers.
Yeah.
Absolutely with peers. I mean, there is a theoretical situation where David Greenberger is in a nursing home doing his nursing home interviews while he's a resident there. Pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. And not that he ever did it, like you said, he never did it to laugh at, but, you know, it must have started with such distance for him, and yet he's been so involved with it the whole time. You know, it's such incremental, such small increments of which he moves towards what you just described.
Sure, so slowly. But one of the things that made it so brilliant, was that David Greenberger did not interview these people as though they were foreign and different.
Right.
Interviewed them as though they were us. But that was a skill.
Right.
When he was in his early 20s. It's not a skill now.
Yeah, now he's just...
You know, it's not like, imagine what it was like to see Al Jolson. It's imagine what it was like to see James Brown.
Right.
You know, and it's not like I was living through the Depression, but I had too long a hair to get a job at a restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, that cannot happen before 63, right?
So when does he start interviewing 20-year-olds?
I know, that's the question.
Isn't that it? The way to go now?
Yeah, kind of. And kind of digging in, finding out, and bringing that cross-generational stuff. But David Greenberger, you know, I have his artwork. He's a fine artist, too. He's a painter. I have his artwork all over my house. And I read his books and his magazines, and I also see his live performance and listen to his records. He's a phenomenal bass player, wonderful musician. We had him on the show. If you want to dig back and find that, he's amazing. I cannot recommend enough. I guarantee you, if you go to find It Happened to Me by David Greenberger and Prime Lens, I guarantee you will thank me. I cannot recommend it highly enough. I've never... let anybody know about Duplex Planet and David Greenberger. Never one person I've given it to that didn't absolutely love it and find it really life-changing. It is everything that art should be. And David Greenberger is one of these guys that, you know, you can talk about Dylan, you know, and you can talk about Nicholson Baker, and you can talk about all these people who become very, very famous. And then there's the people who, for their entire lives, are working, raising a family, working as artists. They do not become household names, but they are successful by every definition. Artists. David Greenberger never had a job outside of the arts. He's always made his living with this stuff. And he's one of these people that absolutely works. A real working, I would call him a working poet, a working writer, a working musician, a working fine artist. All of those things together. And I got to tell you, if you're 20 years old and you listen to this, you will find these interviews will collapse the differences in humanity for you. And that's what it really does. And if you are someone that's around my age or getting there, you'll find that the compassion from the other side is pretty phenomenal. And I should also say that I was listening to this on Valentine's Day of 2019. And Valentine's Day of 2099 is when my father died. My father died on Valentine's Day. My mother died on New Year's Day. What's that? 1999. What did I say?
2099.
Yeah, 1999. My mother died on New Year's Day of 2000. My sister died very close to Halloween. My family's been trying to fuck up every holiday possible. I will be intending, and you heard it here first, I'll be intending to die on Christmas.
You becoming an atheist, it was, yeah. I'm sorry, I stopped that. Sorry. I was like, you being an atheist made it easier than to narrow down some other options.
Yeah, exactly. I'll die on Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Or maybe the 4th of July. A real old cousin of my, nephew of my Uncle Sam, dead on the 4th of July.
It Happened to Me is available on iTunes and Amazon. Mm-hmm. It just has albums. You just go grab them and download it.
So I was thinking a lot about my dad, and I've told this story before on the show, and I'm going to tell it again because I miss my dad.